Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Josie Deb. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris takes first base on ball four. Kuiper moves to second. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to third. Norris moves to second. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Norris scores. Dade moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Marty Patton now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards second. White scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Dade moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first, with weights covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 2, Indians, 2. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up. Steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zdeb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zdeb moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Fossey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. McRae steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Norris. Otis reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. It's 4-2, Royals. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Otis moves to third. Two outs. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Zdeb hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Porter reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter moves to third. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Duffy. Porter scores. Patek moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-2, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek scores. McRae moves to third. It's 9-2, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, Royals. Don Hood now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Zdeb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris. Zdeb reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Mayberry moves to third. It's 11-2, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Hysa now playing third base. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Norris reaches second base with a double. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hysa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Norris moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bruce Bock now playing left field. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. White reaches second base with a double. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Andre Thornton. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Heise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. Fosse hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Bruce Bock now playing first base. Larval Blanks now playing second base. Tom Buskey now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buskey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing right field. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Sid Monge now pitching. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Zdeb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. Zdeb reaches second base with a double. Zdeb is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Heise reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heise moves to third. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. White reaches second base with a double. Heise scores. It's 12-2, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 12, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dade hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.